All right. Good night, good night. Welcome to the UFB FPL pod. I'm your host, Kwan. And it's for the second week running. We have no Yuan, no Lorenzo. So tonight we have usual to me.
Good night, everyone.
And we have tonight with us, Vic.
Good night, good night.
All right, guys. So you know how it goes. You know how the show goes. We talk about our past game week, something I don't want to do. But so to make a start,
Give me that.
to me, you got a better game week than me. Go ahead
You are my team.
now.
But what I would say is that the game was above average. I'd say that much. That's it. So I got 14 from Malaysia, 12 from Cancelo, took a gamble on McCarthy, didn't pay off. Livermento won. Should have started Cody, but you know, I wouldn't bet against Livermento based on the form that he's been in. Captain Salah with 16 points. It's a good thing I went to Salah instead of Ronaldo, as I initially planned. Greyfield 1, Foden Field, Gallagher with 5, Armstrong with 5, I think I kept him. Ronaldo with 5, and Cody on my bench with 6. 63 points overall, over average, and we move.
All right, so and see, over average. So go ahead now, Vic. Tell me how your game week was.
Well, like to me, I also got over average, but it was another red arrow. I think it's like my fifth consecutive red arrow. You know, times really hard, but 68 points overall. All the points was in the defense. You know, Chilwell got 9, Rudiger 14, Cancelo 12. You know, my keeper,
wow.
Ramsdale. I mean, watching the match, the man plays so good. Ramsdale was so good, but you know, his defense didn't help him out, and Arsenal conceded 4. So for all of that, I think he made 5 saves or something like that, but he still only got 1 point. Salah captain, a solid 16, and Ivan Tony. Got a return after so long. He got a little 6 points, so I ended up on 68.
All right, sound good, sound good. Well, I didn't finish above average, right? I had a horrible game week. I think as the first time for the season, I finished below average.
Jeez.
Yeah, boy. So it's good. So it's good. All right, I had my standout was Alexander Arnold. I don't know why I don't have Rigor or Chilwell or Reece James or Cancelo. Don't ask me why, I just don't have them.
You sure it's a Chelsea fan?
Well, the Chelsea player I have is Christensen. he didn't start. So because I say, hey, what's going on? I would keep Christensen because Tuchel say, well, Thiago Silva now come back, he jet lag, he mightn't start. So it's like, that'd be cool. Well, I go and get a clean sheet from Christensen. You know, everything is everything.
Mm-hmm,
I would think about bringing in Rich James or somebody later on. Boy, man and start. I kind of trip off. But other than that, I have Salah, well, everybody captain, and well, Jimenez score, so I get 8 points on him. Right, so underwhelming game week, but we move regardless. Right, so we can move on to transfers. Right, I know if Vic have any.
Yeah, I always have. Now, I always have a bunch of moves already to make. So, not having Trent Alexander-Arnold is becoming a chronic problem for me at this point in time. You know, the man out here just bagging points left, right, and center, and I cannot do without him. However, that being said, the Chilwell entry, it puts a lot of a dent into things. So there's two ways I could go about it. I could go Chilwell directly to Reece James or even Alonso. Or I could downgrade Antonio, downgrade Havertz, and upgrade Duffy, as well as move Chilwell for a minus eight. Now, I don't usually like to go for minus eights, but so it does go. So what I'm thinking, Antonio downgrade to one of the Watford strikers, whether it be Dennis or Josh King. I'm leaning towards Josh King at the moment, although Dennis is tied with Antonio for the most goal involvements of any player in the Premier League that is not named Mo Salah. So Antonio to Dennis or Josh King would free up a lot of funds. Downgrading Havertz to Conor Gallagher as well would free up a lot of funds, and that would allow me to upgrade Duffy to Trent, and then to move Chilwell across to either James or Alonso. So my transfer plans this week is to do that minus eight and readjust my team accordingly.
I think regime's form looking so good. I can't even think about Alonso, no?
The thing with Reece James is his susceptibility to bench is higher than Alonso at the moment. The only thing that I could see benching Alonso now is if Saul decides, you know, Ivan left wing back. But
well, we could talk about that later on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think we have a question about that. Timmy, well, do you have any transfers, sir?
To be honest, I think that Cristiano won, to be honest. Man, you're still not really looking too good, and I bet on him for too long. This is a transfer that might change, but I think as for now, I think it's the Bernardo gone. I have to get Trent in. The same thing Vic said, it's becoming annoying. Because last week, I had two chances and I used one. And I was going to use the other one to get Trent in. And I didn't. I think it's 15 points he got. So, yeah, that can happen again. If Ronaldo goes off, that's fine. I can't take it anymore, to be honest. That's one of my favorite players of all time. But fantasy is not what you like. It's all the points coming from. So I think that I'm going to sell Ronaldo. I'm looking at selling Antonio as well, because I have two free chances. So I don't have to use that one of it. I'm not sure I haven't decided yet, but to be honest, for too long, this week I had a red arrow. I haven't had a red arrow for the last few games, and I hate red arrows. It makes my blood boil. So I kind of not trying to go down that road again. Looking at the fixtures with Manu, they play Chelsea. He's going to fail. Chelsea has the best defense in the Premier, in my opinion. And I think it might start to rank, correct, Laquan?
City.
Yes, sir.
City.
Right.
City. City, no City. No, City. Well, by stats, yeah. By goals conceded, Chelsea have the least.
Right. Then Manu plays Arsenal. Then a team that's not in bad form in Palace, even though they might score. I need to see them before I consider investing back there. I think they're really cool. So Ronaldo most likely gone, Antonio most likely gone, and Trent coming in. So I think I'm minus four this week. I made three chances. I haven't decided which defender I would ship out as yet. But yeah, I think that's basically it. I have Rafinha, Gray, and Foden, who are all flagged. So I really don't know like what's up with them, because I know that they got injured. Was there any news out on either of them? Kwan?
I didn't hear to say.
I say, was there any news on Rafinha, Foden, or Gray?
Well, and I haven't seen anything about Gray. Actually, I haven't seen anything about any of them.
I know
Foden should be fine. Rafinha too, because Rafinha was just he's just sick. It was nothing too big, so, but you know, we could wait till the press on Friday to
but
see
I
what's
will.
going on. Yeah.
But so it seems like guaranteed, 85% sure Ronaldo coming out of my team. I kept him for this week against odds, and at the five, that's enough. Time to move on. But yeah, that's basically the chances that I would make. This week it kind of shaky due to the current state of the team and the current fixture. That the fixture has been a big part in the move that I'm making, fashion of making.
All right. Sounds good. Well, my problem is I was going to buy Jota this game week, right? Because I remember I told Ole on the pod last week that I was next picking Arsenal to get blowed, right? Arsenal went and do the opposite and get blowed. Right? You would think a team who won form will, even though, yes, it's the mighty Liverpool, you will still pop a fight. Boy, I fell asleep, and when I woke up, I see 4-0. I was like, what madness is this? And Jota scored. But then he came off with an injury. So that threw my transfer plans, you know, in the bin. Because, one, I don't know what's going on with Jota. I'll wait till Friday to see what's going on. And if he injured, I'll go and find somebody else. But it's who? Right? I was thinking about Smith Rowe as he's playing Watford. Is Watford, right? Am I right?
Newcastle.
Right.
Yeah.
Even better. But then his fixtures after that start to get hard, right? Then, because I have to get out of it. Havertz is injured. And well, Lukaku and Luna is back, so his spot gone. Right? So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Okay. I didn't see that.
So problems. And I was thinking about taking a minus four and probably get a Chelsea defender. Cancelo. Yeah, we go see how that goes, because I was thinking, you know, probably shouldn't take a minus four for a defender, but the way these fellas going,
the kind of numbers they're racking up,
boys, I best I go ahead because go reach James. Well, I will see how it goes, because I still have Christensen here. I know he should start against Man U this weekend. Because Thiago Silva played two games in a row.
I can't see him benching, but I'd have fired him a team to port boy.
I still had Duffy and I still have Markal.
You could use the funds from Havertz.
Yeah, for sure. I still have a good amount of money in my bank, and I have 4.9 in my bank.
What?
Rich man.
Rich, your bank is the treasury.
Well, remember, I do have Rich James and Cancelo and these fellas like you all, Markal and Duffy. Yeah, Trent. Markal and Duffy is 4 point something, and Christensen is 4.9, right?
Yeah.
And I do have Vardy or Cristiano, so my downgrade from Vardy to Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I get some money.
Right.
I'm losing out now with because these fellas racking in real points and I just losing out. So time to fix that. Well, but you see how it goes. But we had again. I had again one of them fellas. Right? And well, I was thinking about a Tottenham asset, but Spurs, I ain't know.
If I were in your position, Cancelo would be priority,
ain't it?
Yeah, because his fixture is better than Chelsea's fixtures. You know, he have West Ham, Villa, Watford. You know, so
you find West Ham a good game, boy. West Ham beat Liverpool the other day.
City have West Ham, Chelsea are United. You know,
true.
So
yeah, true. Well, you see how it goes.
And Markel has no.
Yeah, but as if Markel's starting.
That too.
If Michael starting, then fine, no problem. But it's an issue because he was injured for so long. And then, well, Norwich can't beat Southampton. Well, something we wasn't expecting because I have McCarthy and I have Lieberman and I start both of them.
Dean Smith again, new manager bounce.
Yeah, and he playing third counter. he gave my boy Billy Gilmore a chance and he got assists. So who knows?
Pookie party.
Pookie party, truth. And Pookie is less than 6 million, isn't?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I asked Scarlett there. 5.8. I can move on Scarlett to Pookie. And Pookie had 2 goals in 2 games, eh? Because he scored against Brentford too.
Yep.
But, yeah, and if the fixture's not bad, man. Anyway, let me move on to the questions there, fellas. You can all get carried away. But, So who want to read all the questions? Me or Vic or Timmy?
Go ahead. Pick one. You go ahead.
We will take a question a person, right? So the first question, right, is James or Alonso. Right? So, you know how I feel about Alonso. I'm not really no big Alonso fan. But when a man plays, he get points. And he show up in big games too. But actually, I haven't seen with Chirwell out, and looking like Chirwell might be out for a good while because it have some injury. There's some news going around there saying that he might miss the rest of the season. So, they said the rest of the season. It could be possibly 9 months out.
Jeez.
So, yeah. So the rest of the year is to determine if what their plan would be now. You know, so they want to take it day by day to see if it not as bad or, you know. So
all
right. We go see how it goes because it's ACL. So
yeah, I like.
But Alonso spot show now. Right. Vic talked about Saul. Well, Saul left Atletico Madrid because he was playing left wing back and didn't want to, right? But as I was reading online, they were saying, and it's true, I didn't even have to read online to know that our Chelsea's left wing backs play more as midfielders because they tuck in. So it might be the ideal role for him. Who knows? But both options are good. To be honest, James on form right now. I know what to give you with Alonso. But you all have any thoughts on it?
To be honest, as you said with Chilwell out, Alonso spot will be sure. So if you're looking at a player to most likely start every game or most games, it will be smart to go there. But then you have to look at the form, as you said as well. However, with the kind of form that is James in, it might be like a striker. I would go with James over Alonso, guarantee. I can't see him benching. You all top your group to the end?
Yesterday, yeah. We did. Yeah.
Yesterday.
And he scored a great goal.
Yeah.
As usual. So I feel like He should be nailed because of the fact that it don't really have any games to really rotate him or rest him for. You want to have your best team, especially since Chilwell, who was in a really good form, out. You wouldn't want to weaken your team, in my opinion, anymore. So I think he'll be supposedly nailed too. So I would go for James for sure. Points wise, guaranteed.
No more music, boys. Sorry, bless you, sir. But yeah.
I agree with James in the form of his life, and that goal he scored was just, wow, incredible. And the way he has been playing, you know, we talk about Trent being almost essential, but Reece James is doing the exact same thing at Chelsea.
Correct.
So I believe that going for Reece James, I don't give you wrong. But that being said, Alonso played the first 6 game weeks of the season. You know how much points he got in 6 weeks? He got 39 points.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 weeks, right? And, you know, in those 6 weeks, he had something like 11 shots and 12 attempted assists. So, I mean, and that is against City, Tottenham, Villa, Liverpool, Arsenal, and Palace. 6 mm-hmm. hard game weeks compared to the ones he have coming up now. However, the caveat to Alonso is I think Alonso weakens Chelsea's defense significantly. They're correct. Still going to get clean sheets, but he is not the defender Ben Chilwell is. So I would say that the clean sheet potential for Chelsea defenders with this Chilwell injury, it goes down ever so slightly. And I believe Kante also picked up an injury in the Champions League game. Sorry?
When you finish, I want to say something.
Yes. I think Kante also picked up an injury in the Champions League game. So,
that being said, he did.
Yeah. That being said, I still think the attacking potential of these fullbacks, whether James or Alonso, I would still go for James, but Alonso's stats from those game weeks are incredible. So,
yeah,
I don't give for anybody who can't afford James but could afford Alonso. Go ahead. Just know that the clean sheet potential would not be as high as it was with Chilwell in the school.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I just wanted to I wouldn't say counter, because I'm not quite in your point is valid. But 1, 2, 3, 4. In the last 4 games, this man scored approximately 50 something points. If it is my math is correct. And that is unbelievable. So it should need to be a discussion as to who to pick based on the fact that in game week 9 he scored 13, game week 10, 21, game week 11, 7, 12, 12 points, that's 50 something. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. He failed 3 times or 4 times this season in the games that he's playing, and he's missed a lot of games. That's real exceptional. I can't honestly see picking any other person. Like between the 2 of them, it don't make any sense. I think I'd be quite that is on the level of picking Trent. So I think, I agree with your point about this guy, Alonso, but I think it's too easy. It's too easy to pick James. Too easy. Pick all the money, make the money. That's my opinion. But go ahead,
sir. I agree with you, and I'm not looking at it here. There's only one game that Reece James started in that he didn't get a return, and that's against Liverpool, where he played 47 minutes. So, I think
he had a red card in that game, so that'll be
right. Yes, yeah.
But let me give you all a little stat about Manchester United. It's Manchester United right hand side is significantly weaker than the left hand side, right? That's where Liverpool scored their 4 goals, that's where Watford scored their 4 goals, right? So it's possible that Alonso could exploit that weakness also. I'm just saying, it's not
one game week. I don't think it won one game.
I know. I know, but for people who can't afford Reece James, and because Alonso is 5.6 and Reece James is 6.1.
Yes.
Right, that's our whole 0.5. Right? So, if he can't do it, then Alonso will still be a good option.
But definitely.
If he had the money like me, I go in Reece James all day.
One time. Can't stick with that.
Yeah. So, all right. So, the next question. Is actually for Timmy. It's mm-hmm. I'll read it off him. So
I saw it.
Right. So
the funny thing is, I was
well let me read the question and so the people will know what we're talking about first.
Well, I was actually gonna read it. But
go ahead. Go ahead read it. Go ahead read it.
If you have Ronaldo still, is it worth selling him 15 if you intend to bring him back when he fixed your switch in Jimmy 15? So I was actually going to ask this question because I didn't remember that it was asked. I myself was going to ask this. In my opinion, I think I'm going to sell him, and I think that he should be sold. I watched Manchester play yesterday, and yeah, they won. I think it's 2-0 they won. It was not impressive. And to be honest, it's the same man, it's different manager, sort of, because it's the same player manager. I was assistant manager all the time, so it doesn't really make a difference. They still play horrible. I would not recommend for the price point. It's been too long at that price point for that kind of thing, so I would just sell it. Bringing in Harry Kane is like taking yourself out of the... it don't make sense. To me, it doesn't make sense to go Kane, Lukaku is back. I think it's a better option for downgrade to go with the Chelsea forward. Looking at the form Chelsea's in, Chelsea, Juventus, 4, I believe. Even the Juventus not really on good form. I think that it has other options. Seeing that Lukaku is back and he'll be fresh because, you know, he's been out for a while. So I think he has some goals in him. It doesn't matter the opponent. Chelsea don't care about anybody right now. So for Kane, I'd say definitely not. I think Spurs still finding themselves on the new manager. They might be winning, but they're scraping. And even if it is you are to get Kane, how many goals Kane going to score? A team is not going to go from scoring one goal a game, drawing, winning 2-1, to scoring 5. And it doesn't happen like that. And if you want to bet on something like that, then go ahead. But I wouldn't come on this pod here and advise that kind of craziness to the fans and listeners. So, in my opinion, yes, and Ronaldo is the key. For Kane, no. There are other options. Look at who's fit. I'd look at that. And probably one or two other players. As well, or you can downgrade to somebody cheap and use the money to get Reece James or Trent if you don't have either of them. And if you don't have either of them, get both. I think the point is better there. But yeah, that's my take. I don't know what you all say.
Go ahead, Navik. I'll talk after.
I agree with everything Timmy said. I think I personally got Ronaldo out a few game weeks back. I shipped him and I got in Jamie Vardy instead. it turns out Ronaldo outscored Vardy since I brought him in. But do I worry about not having Cristiano Ronaldo? Not really, no. And I think, yes, he could be exclusive, but I think the problems with that Man United squad is not so much about the players that are there, but it's about who they pick in to play. Maybe that would change. You know, we saw Sancho get a goal and stuff, so he might be in the squad. We saw Martial start in the Champions League. But I think that in itself presents a problem. We definitely know who is going to play around Ronaldo. And I think until we see them pick back up in form, I think I would stay clear of Ronaldo. As for Tottenham, to me, the numbers don't really look that impressive. And for all that money, 12 million is a lot of money. I would try to stay away from Harry Kane as well. I would much rather spend my money in defense, spend my money in midfield, because there are a lot of inform options, both in midfield and in defense now, rather than spend so much money in the forward line.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you all watch the Tottenham game, but Kane had a big chance and did not take it, right? He should have directly at the keeper, right? Other than that, Kane did not look good. Right. Yes, Tottenham in second half they picked up themselves and they pushed away at Leeds and they won the match. You know, the energy in second half was much better than first half, but Kane only had he had more than one shot, but he only had one big chance, right, and that was what he hit directly at the keeper. What he should have scored. Normal and not a Harry Kane whose head is clear, that goal was going for sure. For sure. But at the moment, I don't know, boy. I don't know. Right? So I wouldn't.
This is what happens when you force a player to stay against his will. He can say what he wants to defend.
True.
His mind
true.
Is not there, and he is going to play cup for the entire season.
True, but eventually Conte will challenge him because world class coach, he will want to get the best out of his players. So he will challenge him to prove that, you know. Because to me, if you want to leave the club, right, even let me say it's next summer, you're
going to be back. Your phone was dead. I'll leave my charger home.
All right, to me, Mitchell Sefna. Yeah. So, as a player who wants to leave, and as a coach who's, you know, who's known for helping strikers, if you know you want to leave, you go and find the form, Dan. You go and find the form to show everybody, all the clubs in the world, hey, as the best striker out here, come and buy me. You understand what I'm saying? And Kane not behaving like that. He studying, or if he just studying, that he can get a move and he behaving like a little boy. Right? That is my thing with Kane.
You really think he's behaving like a little boy?
Boy, if I want to leave to me, when that striker want to leave, you know, he's normally sure. His talent, he will not be sure. I think I wrong.
Yeah, but you know, the scenario.
Yes, I know. I know.
The whole move and all that.
I know, but then okay, the way he behaving, clubs wouldn't want to pick up on him now because a, this man, because he getting like a little boy. At the end of the day, the club paying you, he's a professional, play a game, not because he ain't getting movie or getting like he's 12. You understand? But that's enough about Harry Kane. Don't go for Harry Kane. That's the whole thing. Right? <That's it>. Right? If you want to dunk your Ronaldo, go and buy Emmanuel Dennis. Big player.
Right?
Or Josh King. But them fellas getting through. Emmanuel Dennis. Have the most... behind Salah, I have the most goals and assists in the brother. Nine, you know. You play, you know. I'm cheating, boy. I'm cheating, boy. Big boy. He laughed. I mean, that's a serious thing, boy. Anyway, so, right. So, the next question is playing a back five, a viable tactic right now. Vic, I'll tell them the answer. Tell them.
In short, the answer is. It is viable, yes. And I think we could merge this and the next question because it's kind of the next two questions because it's kind of talking up on the same points.
Yeah.
So the other question is how important it is to have at least two of the premium defending assets that are on form. And basically, yes. So merging those two, I think, why stop at two? You know, you're one from Chelsea, you're one from City, you're one from Liverpool, you could get two from Chelsea and you have Livermento. Now, this game week, I don't think, personally, I would start Livermento against
true.
Liverpool. So, but if it is you don't have the midfield to accommodate, then sure, play Livermento. I mean, he could get an attacking asset. We know Southampton are a team that like to score against Liverpool, that can score against Liverpool. You know, you remember last season in this fixture, Liverpool actually scored. Remember, Danny Ings scored the only goal of the game. They won 1-0. I think it was some acrobatic kick he made.
It was a great goal.
Yeah, so Southampton can upset Liverpool. So if it is, personally, I would bench him given the form Liverpool are in. But I can't see people going for Livermento and doing the back five. I think
no. You gotta be sick.
I mean, if you're midfield, you know, you're midfield in a state, then sure, why not? In terms of the which defenders to look at, I think all the right backs, Alexander Cancelo, James, right? And it was Chilwell, now it's Alonso, and I would say Rudiger or even Chalobah. Because
you think Chalobah keep on that spot, boy?
I think he hasn't done anything to lose it.
True.
And who he losing it to?
but Tuchel come tumble right there. I mean, me listening to Tuchel play Aspi and Christensen as he writes in the back this season.
Oh, yes, yes, Christensen did play there. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right. But it's interesting to note that outside of Chelsea, Liverpool, City, because we talk about them and Livermore, we talk about them right through. What other defender really looking impressive this season? I think Reguilon.
Yeah, Reguilon pick up a goal last game.
Yeah, I think he is one to watch. You know, they have a real nice run of fixtures. Burnley, Brentford, Norwich, Brighton, Leicester in the next five. You know, none of those defenses there at all looking too imposing. So Reguilon could pick up some nice attacking points. I mean, we could, in a few game weeks, we could be talking, you know, hey, Reguilon just get 30 points in the last 3 game weeks. You know, he's somebody there.
And what about Rico Henry?
Yes.
Pick up a return in the last 2 games.
Last 2 game weeks for Brentford as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And
so 2 goals in 2 games.
I think fullbacks on a whole, you know, I'm struggling to see, other than Rudiger or Ruben Dias, I'm struggling to see why I would want a center back in my defense right now.
Because
everything is going through the fullbacks in the league, you know? So
yeah, you are correct. I mean, that's how it would be most times. Yes, a center back will get a header, but most times it is the fullbacks. But it's picking the right fullbacks.
No, the fullbacks looking like strikers, you know? So Even Crystal Palace's Tarek Mitchell, like, he has been impressive this season as well. Mm-hmm. You know, other than that game against Burnley aside, where I think both defenses looked absolutely horrendous, I think, you know, Palace, you know, you have Benjamin White at Arsenal as well. I mean, he's a centre back, but I would stay clear. I already have Ramsdale, so, and I'm trying to double up on Arsenal. But
Tomiyasu.
Yeah, I find he's been very impressive. Not from a fantasy standpoint, but from a footballing standpoint. I like Tomiyasu a lot.
He's a good player.
Yeah. But yes, I think so other than the main defenders in City, Liverpool and Chelsea, I would only really consider maybe Reguilon or Rico Henry. Or someone like that. If it's anything, or even one of the Brighton guys, but
well, I'm not gonna mention Lamptey. Lamptey got clean sheet last game. Or the Brighton loser. Brighton himself, he came off right before the goal scored.
I think Brighton's form though has dropped really badly. And I would advise, you know, some caution if you're going to Brighton. But yeah, I
mean, we spoke about Lamptey in the space last week. We were saying even though Brighton is not keeping clean sheets, Lamptey going forward is still a threat now.
Winning penalties,
you know, probably assisting. You know, he's still a threat. So, and what is his price right now? It should be about 4 point something, right? Lamptey.
I'm trying to find him here.
He is 4.4.
Not bad.
So, yeah, so who knows? He might be a good option in the upcoming game weeks. If Brighton ever pick up the form again. So, yeah.
There's also one player that has really been impressive. I don't know if he started the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games for West Ham. Right? Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson, boy.
I mean, West Ham's fixtures in the near future are horrible, so I would not advise a guy West Ham defender. But, you know, after game week 15, you know, after that Chelsea game, they are Burnley, Arsenal, Norwich, Southampton. Ben Johnson, if he's still starting by then, not a bad shot at all. You know, Kufal has been back for a while and Ben Johnson has been started, you know, so
man like Kufal, boy.
So So I think Ben Johnson could be one to keep your eye out on from game week 16. So yeah.
Well, you touch on all the good defenders, right? I don't think I'd have somebody I would throw into the fray there, because I say tell somebody else who looking interesting right now, other than if you're watching Matty Cash, because you know Steven Gerrard loves his right back to get forward, so. You know, because we could have tell with this guy he used to play. Tavernier?
Tavernier, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he was very attacking for in his team. So, who knows? Matty Cash might be the same. Who knows? And he's a very good right back.
We'll hope Gerard could turn Matty Cash into the Polish James Tavernier.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Sorry, guys. Will I move on to the next question? You answer everything already, right? So my question is, right, 5.5 to 5.60 midfielders. Who other than Dan Gallagher, who's the man we could watch today?
I think you can answer this question, man, since we answered the others.
No, well, Vic there too. Well, if I can answer this question, boy.
If I want, I'll show in. Because he's playing as a forward right now. He's almost like an outer position midfielder.
I hope it's not who you're going to talk about.
You go ahead. I talk
nah,
about
it. Nah. You going to mention the
Maxwell Cornet.
Oh, stripping him, but you're going to talk about it.
No. Maxwell Cornet, you know, 5 goals so far for the season, and he's Burnley's biggest attacking threat when they do have a set piece, you know. Everything seems to end up with him going forward. So I think for that price, 6.1, you know, is a bit expensive, but I think 5 goals so far, you know, that's impressive in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think
it is.
I think if you want to take a punt, he's the perfect player to really punt on, you know. So that's the only player I really would see.
Go ahead.
I would say this though. His shots numbers, he taken one shot a game. Every one of his shots in the last 5 game weeks have been on target. And if you see the man play, it's not no tapping and thing. It's like Israel outside of the box kind of shots he's been taking. It's like real technical, you know, worldly shots. And he's been scoring with that.
So you think he could carry on that one shot per game form where he's scoring?
Nah. It'll be a little unrealistic to expect him to score in every game, and that would be the only caveat to getting him in. But I think given the form that he is in, you know, his confidence is high. Everything feeling good, the ball feeling good off his boots, you know. He might just carry it on for a little while. We saw it with Willock last year, how well that ended up, you know. And Cornet, like I said, he's playing up front with Chris Wood, so.
Well, let me tell you about this guy. I go to buy this guy last game week, and I say, you know what? But when playing Wolves, West Ham beat up Liverpool the game week before, and Bowen get through, so who knows? Bowen could get through against Wolves too. Wolves not that great defensively. Wolves win 1-0. and Cornet score, right? In a 3-0 chiller, right? Bye. This game hit me, yes. But
so it does go.
But yeah, he is a good option. I wouldn't deny that. And he's playing Tottenham, who can't find themselves at the moment. Right? They're not conceding as much goals as before, but they're still conceding goals. So it's an Romero in the back there. Dyer is Dyer. Mm-hmm. And well, I know them are men mad. But other than that, Trossard wasn't bad in the last couple of game weeks. You know, in the past three game weeks, he has 19 points. Well, two returns, which that was equal to 19 points. And well, did well. Even he got another two against Aston Villa. But he didn't look too bad against Aston Villa. He still played good.
He's playing. And they have Leeds next. Well.
Yeah, he's playing a full-time position, and they have Leeds up next, right? Brighton fixtures. Not too bad. The toughest fixture is West Ham, which is game week 14, and then they have a run with Southampton, well, Spurs, Wolves, Man U, Brentford. Until game week 20, when they meet up Chelsea. So, you know, might be a bad option at 6.5. Who else? That James Cole last game weekend.
Yeah. Timmy, you have anybody you want to suggest?
Right now, not necessarily. Well, I feel like any people that you all suggested, not necessarily. Because it's not feeling cheeky.
Well, we have a question more. We have a question about Lucas Moreira. So, yeah, Lucas Moreira got returned last game week. I mean, it was a lucky assist, but he got returned regardless.
The thing about it is, and I'll answer this quick to the point, please, people, stay away from Tottenham. Just give Tottenham a little period of time to gel. When did Lucas Moreira cost, price?
Moreira, I think, is 6.1. Mora. I think I know he's 6.4.
Right, 6.4. You could invest that 6.4 anywhere else and get more returns. Can I take my advice? You know, and please stay from school.
Alright. There is also Sergi Ganos.
Who
got 10 points against Newcastle last game week. Brentford fixtures still not that bad, even though they're not particularly playing that great. Newcastle not that great either. So that is actually, Vic talked about that last week, where when Brentford play sides that play open, they have a better game, and it showed against Newcastle, and up next is who, Everton for them. So they might struggle because Everton.
Yeah, Benitez likes to play conservatively, so I don't think it'll be as open as. And the same with Tottenham, but against Leeds, you know, that's a different.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. True. There's also Emile Smith Rowe, I know.
Yes, true.
Against Liverpool, you wouldn't really expect a lot from him, but he's still the driving force behind the Arsenal team, you know. And every time he plays, I just like the look of him. He plays really, really well as well. So he's another one. If you want an Arsenal player in your team, forget Aubameyang, forget Saka. I would go for Smith Rowe.
And do we have anybody else you're looking at?
No, I think that's about it, really.
I would have said Callum Hudson-Odoi, but I think he's gonna lose his spot this game week. Although he's been handling himself at the moment. He scored in Champions League, so, but I think that spot gone.
It's kind of sad, a player so talented, you know, but he's the kind of player that needs consistent minutes to really prove his worth.
Correct.
And he wouldn't get that in Chelsea. You know, so
well, he wouldn't get. I wouldn't say he wouldn't get in Chelsea, he just wouldn't get at the moment.
Well,
because he has been getting it because you know, well, Fernand thing was out, and who knows, he might keep a spot because Tuchel learns his lesson and you only have two strikers, play with one now. Don't play both of them at the same time. I know you want to play with both of them at the same time because, you know, you want to try and get the best out of as team of Werner. But don't play both of them at the same time, Naji. Please. Timmy, we're laughing at Timmy. Hey. Oh gosh, you know I'm talking about Werner's a striker to me. You're laughing at the man's a striker.
And do play either of them against either them against what team it was?
Malmo,
yeah.
We're the time of Malmo gone. Right? We I'm T boy, the man is a striker boy. I'm T boy, Vic boy, the man is a striker. We that's what he was playing when he got injured, the man is a striker. Anyway. Easy words, yes. Easy words, yes. And if all they want, you know, like my friend playing against Chelsea, he might get a point. He might get a point, but you know, who knows? Well, that was the last question.
You know, so the ice was startups, right? Just a cool one. I saw a guy, I'll call his name, right? So I saw a guy by the name of Riyad post a status saying, this is what he's been saying. Because apparently, he finds that Fred has been playing it for the entire season. He said, wow. Fred plays great. Fred, barring 40 minutes in some game, I think he played bad. He has been Man United's best player. I don't know if Cristiano Ronaldo playing for Man United, but he's been Man United's best player for the season. So I messaged him and I was like, what are you talking about? And he told me that I'm going with the hype that everybody else is on, that Fred is bad and he's been the best player in their midfield. And what do you think about that?
Fred not horrible, isn't it? Because if you watch Fred play for Brazil, you'll see a totally different player.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which
not
is.
Totally, but a different player. Mm-hmm.
Even, not totally, but a different player. A player who doing much more. I just think, man, you're just horrible, boy. A better coach, Fred will look better because Pep wanted Fred. So that means he has some quality in him. Pep, don't go on by men who not good just so. You understand? Unless his name is Benjamin Mendy. But anyway.
with Fred, I think United fans needed somebody to keep boot for the longest while.
Yeah, but right? It's true.
They needed somebody to blame when things go bad. You know, for me, Fred shouldn't be starting for Brazil, but I would play Casemiro and Fabinho and tell Fred to, you know, pat down. But given said that, Fred has his qualities. He's not the best player in the world. He's not the best midfielder in the world. But he's not even the most efficient. But Fred gets a job done, right? He does the job.
Will the job.
To, you know,
let me not get into that now.
Vic, I view Vic as a very intelligent young man. So when Vic makes a statement, Fred gets the job done. My ears raised because I want to understand what exactly is that he is saying to our valued listeners at 10:57 in the night that Fred gets the job done. So please enlighten us all of the job that Fred gets.
He provides.
Tell us what is Fred's job and tell us the job he gets done. Because I don't think it's the same job. So I'm listening.
His job is to provide balance to the midfield. To allow... You see, I think Man United's problem is that they have too much options going forward. They have too much players studying to attack. And
correct.
Similarly to how we saw PSG implode against City, they don't have enough people to balance off that. And Fred, he's not the best in it. You know, he's not the best at it. But he is there to provide balance, him and McTominay.
Do you think he's average at it?
He is average, yes. He's quite average.
I don't even think Fred is a lot of people think Fred is a defensive midfielder, you know. Fred is a boxer box midfielder, you know.
He's a boxer box midfielder.
Yeah, he's boxer box.
He's not a defensive.
That's what I know from Fred from seeing in Shakhtar days. I know Fred is a boxer box midfielder. But I don't know what Manu's been doing with him, man. Fred is actually better than what Manu is showing him. I'm telling you guys, he's a better player than we know him to be. It's just Manu not good. Right?
The thing with United, the last thing I want to say, the reason Fred is the scapegoat is because you cannot field that team with Ronaldo, Greenwood, Rashford, Sancho, Bruno. Right? That's six men. Right? You play three, you bench three. Whichever three you bench, there would always be people saying, boy, you know, he should have started Rashford. You know, boy, he should have started Bruno. Boy, but you can't play all six, right? True. No manager in the world could get all six on the team at the same time and expect not to be overrun in midfield. And yeah, I think... True.
Yes, sir.
You playing Bruno as your CDM?
Wait. Call over the six. I want to be sure about my response before I respond. Call over the six that you call just now.
Bruno, Sancho, Rashford, Greenwood, Ronaldo, and let me just go with Donny van de Beek, right? Or Pogba, either one.
I bench Pogba one time.
Right.
I understand your point. But at the end of the day, I don't really watch that point as valid for Manu, because I think that they dig themselves into this pit. They focus on the wrong areas and all that kind of stuff. So
they did.
Yes,
they did.
It's true.
Right, they focus on all the wrong areas. They bought players that they don't need. Sancho, that money could have been spent on a very good defensive midfielder. Or even somebody like NDD. I was shocked that they didn't buy NDD for the longest time.
NG prone.
Fair enough. But they could have spent money. They spent $100 and something million in terms of, like, after everything was done on Sancho. When it wasn't necessary, Greenwood has shown that he could do the job. And to be honest, I would have spent money on balancing a team food before making it top heavy. Because we see how good they used to look going forward. And now they will look bad going backward. But now they're bad both ways. Mm-hmm. No link up play, no transition from defense to attack to defense. It's just like Asata Madipo. Then they try to play with your wing backs attacking high and they get caught out all the time. It's a show, my God. So it's like, I think the excuse of they have too many attackers and that don't matter. They put themselves in that position as a team. And I feel like they're going to continue going down that same road and they have a relics to get. They will not be challenging for anything. If you realize how Chelsea is built, how Liverpool is built, how City is built, Man United is the opposite. They're getting closer to Tottenham in my opinion. So, I don't make any excuses for that team. That's a crap team, in my opinion. They have a lot of talent on paper. They look good. But when football is really played, it's not played on paper. And they need players to fit certain positions. Hopefully, they win this summer or this January market and they get some good manager with a brain of who's not taking any crap from the Glazers and the people who just want to buy stars and it don't make sense.
Let me tell you. That six, that Vic call, none of them pressing, right?
So that's the problem.
The modern football you want to play, you're not going to get from Manu because them fellas not pressing, right? If it, to get anything out of Manu with them players right now, you had to play counter attack, you soak, and then you counter.
But you can't have nobody to soak,
exactly. Right? Unless you play a midfield of Fred, Matic and Biko or Van de, or McSauce.
Then you're not gonna have any counter attack. All the counter attack and move them.
And then if they do that, you're benching three of the men I call, and all the fans will be like, "What is this? You know, and why you benching?" Yeah,
it all comes down to the ownership and the chances. It's garbage. But you know what? We spend enough time in the night talking about that team. Let me talk about Chelsea and City and the teams that actually make sense.
True. Well, all right, guys. So we had a good pod. I hope you all enjoy it. You know, we hoping for the best for you all for this game week. Just like myself, only green arrows.
I have a question.
Gwedna, before you finish up.
Just popped into my head. of the top four, right? Would you think that it makes minus Chelsea? Chelsea is immaculate right now. Would you advise any doubling up since other top four teams like Liverpool, City, and if so, what players?
Well, I mean, Liverpool for sure. You need Salah, you need Trent.
No, I mean, aside from the like Jota and other players that you're putting, aside from the sure players,
that's tricky, boy, because City. You don't know who gonna start other than in the defense, right? Well, and even in the defense, it actually either Cancelo or Walker should start because Zinchenko not good, and then it's another fullback behind Zinchenko, right? other than Cancelo and Walker. So then for that, let's start with E10. But it's the backs is where you have a problem, and also the midfield and also on top. Because all those positions could rotate. City could play any front six they want and win a match. You understand? Mm-hmm. I know Vic would agree with the same thing.
Yeah.
Liverpool, you could do Mane. You could actually do Mane, to be honest. Because Mane gain points and nobody realizing that. Right? Other than that, other than Trent and Salah and Mane, I wouldn't touch anybody else. Jota, yes, Jota there, but when Firmino come back, that's it. He'll play, but you don't want to risk the rotation.
Josh Jota would be playing until mid to late January, though.
Is December Firmino coming back? We talking about?
Well, I'm pretty sure Jota playing.
All right, but true. But as I say now, you're still running out of right now. You're still running a risk with rotation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he out, and still have a Rigi, it's still have Minamino. That's what I meant to play, right? So true. And then that is it because you're not touching Manu, you're not touching Tottenham. So where else you go? So the only double up is Chelsea, right?
Timmy, let me tell you, if you're doubling up, double up on Josh King and Emmanuel Dennis.
Correct.
The tale of two strikers. I think that we could call the pod today.
Emmanuel Dennis.
You play with your team and captain, isn't it?
Big baller.
if the pod get 100
I don't think, but I don't want to call him because he's that soft. I always use the gimmick, so I never offended anybody.
All right, I get 2 points, yes.
Exactly. So you see, I care about the other bridging, so I really want to play on that. Last question. Would you all advise Armstrong or not to sell Armstrong?
Against Liverpool, boy? Who's the fixer after Liverpool?
1 second.
They have
Leicester, then
Brighton, Arsenal,
Park. And Arsenal. Jeez,
mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
Tough boy.
All right, so let's assume we're selling him. Who will we bring into Armstrong?
Emmanuel Dennis.
who's back there? Even though he gets 14 last week, and I was pissed because he's my slot three. Well. That's
really annoying. Lacy, yeah, you replacement to your team already, brother.
If not, you have Jimenez or Hwang. You know, Jimenez have Norwich this game week. Jimenez have Burnley next week. Nah, Norwich and Burnley. I mean, if you had to have two strikers, Norwich and Burnley.
Wolves shaky, man.
True. If you don't want to go for Wolves, you have Benteke. The only thing with him.
True.
You know?
True.
He scored.
That's a big option. A big option.
Man, I'm with that guy like any team. You telling me to double up on Crystal Palace?
Why not?
Nah, it's okay.
They're scoring goals.
Benteke scored two against Burnley. The only thing with him is we don't know if he's going to start. But I think he's significantly higher goal threat than Armstrong is right now. You know?
If the pod get 10 likes. One double up on
brother Antonio. Out of the 12 game weeks that went so far, Crystal Palace only failed to score in three of them, right?
You're breaking that up.
I ain't breaking up, you know. I ain't breaking up at all.
Timmy, remember Palace hit City for 2-0 or no?
And Tottenham get three, right? Yeah.
No, well, you ask a question, I tell you. If you have
no, I know you are talking to is now.
I don't need a striker, brother, as you asking.
even Callum Wilson, you know, he looked lively against Brentford. You know, if you don't want to go Wilson, you have Saint-Maximin as well. But you know, you have options if you need to change. To change Armstrong, you know.
Timu Pukki, 5.8.
Pukki party.
Two returns in last two games.
Yeah, I think
next up is the Wolves and then Newcastle. They tell myself. Run in.
I think Armstrong would be a sell for me. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, to me, Saliman and buy Pukki.
But that's only if you don't have any other fires to put out.
Exactly.
If you have
fires so to put out. I'm putting Aldo and Antonio. I'm not keeping Antonio on fire.
Why, boy?
I'm tired, boy. I don't see him getting two versus City. Yeah. I might get two versus Brighton. I don't see him getting two versus Chelsea. I don't know. Because to be honest, I want to get Trent and I want to get
Will he get an arrest tomorrow? I just saying, I know. He's not playing. He acts to be rested.
Right. But remember, you think I should keep him and not get Trent? Because I need the money.
You need Trent, boy? You sure you want Trent?
I want Trent. You
Dogon, buy my play and Blight, remember that?
I don't believe in Blight, and I know you don't believe in Blight either.
I believe in Blight, brother. Right?
Hey, hey.
I just blight Jimmy Vardy every year. Right?
Kwan, you sell Vardy yet?
Yeah, I sell Vardy. He's still in scoring.
Nice. I captain him against Watford. No, I captain him.
He's going to score against Watford because he's a shepherd man. He's a shepherd man.
Kwan, can I hear you guys
that way? I fed up on you,
guys. Anybody have any other questions?
Nah, so let's wrap up there. Again, good night, everybody. Hope you all have a great game week. Look out for the space on Friday night. It will have a new name from Friday. It's no longer FPL Q&A. It will be called FPL Trinidad, right?
And Yuan
will be back. Vic here with the points as usual. We should have Garth, our usual guest from Canada. So yeah, guys, have a good game week, and only green arrows. Good night.
Good night.